بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الأحاديث فالأول عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم. We are in this chapter of muraqabah, that is to meditate, and the specific medication that is, meditation that is referred to here is to meditate of, in the presence of Allah, that Allah is present, Allah is with me all the time. And as he explained, if we develop this, our lives will be regulated, will be corrected, and great enjoyment will come in our lives, because Allah Ta'ala is the most loving, the most kind. And when we are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, then not only in namaz, but every time if we have the presence of Allah, we will have such great enjoyment. As far as materially and physically is concerned, we can understand who we love very, very much. If we are all the time in the presence of that person, how nice don't we feel? And the greatest enjoyable being is Allah Ta'ala. But because we haven't cleansed ourselves, we can't feel the enjoyment of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great, great effort that we should do. If we do it, we will find great enjoyment in our deen, and of course the great rewards in the akhirah. With regard to that, the first hadith that is mentioned here is narrated by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. With regard to this hadith, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says, this is Ummul Sunan. Just like we have Ummul Quran, the Surah Fatiha, which is the very basis and the foundation of the Quran Sharif, this hadith has been referred to also as the very foundation of all the hadith and all the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a little bit lengthy hadith, but there are great, great lessons and great, great points of interest and benefit for us in this whole hadith. And this hadith has been mentioned in the famous kitab Mishkatul Masabih. The very first hadith has been mentioned, this hadith has been mentioned there. And various aspects of deen are referred to in this hadith. In fact, summarily, the whole of deen has been summarized in this hadith. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit from this and learn our deen. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, بَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ جُلُوسٌ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَاتِ يَوْمٍ. One day we were sitting, that is with the other sahaba, we were in a majlis, we were sitting by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find also that this was very common with the sahaba. In many ahadith we read that they were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we call a majlis, that is talks of deen were busy taking place. If tala alayna rajulun shadidu biyadhi thiyab, when suddenly a certain person came and this person's clothes were immaculately white, very, very bright and clean and shining white, very bright white clothes he had on. Shadidu sawadi shar, and his hair was pitch black. His clothes were white, and his hair was pitch black, like that of a very young person, with pitch black hair. La yura alayhi atharu safar, and the signs of a journey were not seen on him. Especially in those days when there were no hotels, there was nothing like freshening up, going to the bathroom before coming, or even today if a person comes from a journey and he comes directly into a gathering, then you can see that the signs of journey, he's tired, exhausted, etc. But there's no signs of a journey. وَلَا يَعْرِفُهُ مِنَّا أَحَدٌ, and nobody of us recognized him also, as though he was a person, a local person, a person from Medina Sharif. But none of us recognized him. He was not a person of Medina Sharif. Neither did it look that he is a person from outside. because his clothes were also completely very, very dressed very immaculately, and his beard a young person, so there were no signs of any of a journey. Hatta jalasa ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And moreover, what was very striking in the whole gathering, he came and he sat right by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fa'asnada rukbatayhi ila rukbatayhi. And more than that also, he made his knees touch the knees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sitting right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were present. It was a very, very great spectacle. This was something very different, what was happening here. وَوَضَعَ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ فَخِذَيْهِ. And he placed his palms of his hand on the thighs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is one explanation. Another is that he placed the palms of his hands on his own thighs, whichever the case might be. In other words, placing his palms on the thighs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he was a very, very personal person. And he was a person who was close, who could do such a thing. A stranger, a person who is a bit distant, won't do all this. But he came and he placed his hands on the thighs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after that, he asked certain questions. And this was, as explained after the questioning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, this was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who had come, and his questioning was actually to teach the deen of Islam to the Sahaba. By this question and answer, the various aspects of deen were made clear. So in front we read the different questions he asked, in which there are great lessons for us also to learn, to revise and refresh our deen. May Allah Ta'ala make it we always learn our deen, and with the jazba, with the feeling and passion of practicing upon our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.